Okay.
Okay, so this is the ISTA call on the 17th of December 2013. On the call we have Alan McGillivray, Carolina Aguirre, Katrina Sataki, Lisa Fur, Martin Boyle, Mathieu Weil, Stefan Johnson, and Roloff Mayer. From staff we have Christina Nordstrom and Bart Boswinkel, and we have apologies from Byron Holland and Barack Otieno. Did I miss anyone? Okay, over to you, Lisa.
Thank you. I have promised Byron to chair this call today, so that's why it's me and not Byron. And welcome, everyone. We have the agenda. As you see, we have the first item is an update from the ICG. And I don't know if you, Martin, will do an update, Martin Boyle, for the ICG.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, thanks, Lisa. It's Martin Boyle here. Since the last call, the only thing that I'd particularly like to flag of note is the IANA stewardship transition proposal assembly and finalization process is now in its final stages as of yesterday. West Coast time, and this is the announcement of how we will deal with the proposals that come in from the community, both from the initial check to make sure that the proposals are complete, and then as soon as we've got sufficient proposals together, we will then be looking for compatibility between the different proposals and looking at accountability discussions, and then also trying to assess whether together the proposals would be workable. The intention then would be if anybody, any of the proposals falls on any of these conditions, they would be referred back to the communities that prepared them. The ICG does not see its role as editing or reauthoring or modifying the proposals that have come from the community. We believe that is for the community to decide how best to do that. That really is all I think I'd want to say from the ICG at the moment. Thanks.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. You go ahead and I'll have my questions there.
Martin, will the process be published and when?
All our documents, including the anguish of drafting, are public, but this document, we are now looking to add it to our pile of reference documents, and so as soon as this last, the latest document has been agreed as by everybody, or rather nobody objected to it, then I would expect that to be made public in our archive of reference documents.
Do you have any expectations of timing?
I'm sure the covering email that Alyssa sent yesterday had that, but I'm a afraid I've not got that off the top of my head, but I can't see why it should be beyond the end of this week. But that's just me being I can't see any reason why there should be a delay.
Okay. So the reason for asking, so then it's at least available to the cross community working groups as a point of reference.
Yes, in fact, they should all have been able to access it up to now, but it will be then available to them as documents of reference. I actually found the email that Alyssa sent, and she said, give us a deadline of actually 22nd of December. So in fact, that's beginning of next week. At 2000 UTC. I would imagine then it's going to be out before Christmas.
Okay.
Thank you, Martin. I have a question. We'll have an update from the CWG next, but do you have any sense of where the other groups are, the numbering and the IETF in this process?
Thanks for that, Lisa. I am aware of progress happening in both sides. My recollection was the protocol parameters was pretty well ready, and I've seen a process by a group that's called CRISP or CHIP or something like that, which is essentially the numbering groups, and they seem to be equally on course for our 15th of January deadline. So I don't think anybody's got any concerns that those deadlines will not be met.
And we have a date for the CWG that's the 19th of January to send out for the chartering organization, and there is a final date of delivering a proposal on the 31st. And that is agreed by the ICG, isn't it? Or because I've seen some confusion of when the CWG needs to send in their final proposal.
I think the story of this goes back to very early, you won't get it before the end of the month, which we never specifically acknowledged. But I think that there is actually among my colleagues an understanding that we will be a few days later than the deadline. But in fact, by the time you've gone out to the chartering organisations, my feeling is that we will all know very roughly, or know actually probably quite reasonably, exactly what the proposal is looking like. So early cross-check, which goes individual process and proposal assessment goes from the 15th of January to the 15th of February. So I think, without sort of giving you carte blanche for extending beyond the deadline, the program actually probably does allow this to be factored in, with the caveat that the proposal from the naming community is probably likely to be the biggest and the most difficult to assimilate.
Okay. Thank you, Martin. Any questions to Martin? No, doesn't seem like it. Okay. Then we need an update on CWG. Stefan, as one of the members, could you give us an update on CWG? Stefan?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello? Yeah?
Hello, do you hear me? Sorry, I was on mute.
Yeah. Okay.
So, CWG, as in yesterday or in general terms, I wasn't prepared.
Oh, I know. But let's give it in general terms, and I'll add, and I can see Alan is here too. He can also join in if you miss something.
So we had a meeting yesterday. Sorry, I'll have to move rooms here. We had a meeting yesterday going through a seminar for the naming community about recent proposals and trying to get feedback from the community to our group and trying to put it forward to some CWG, giving input from the current proposal. I would need to go back to my list to see what was actually discussed, but central in these discussions yesterday were timing of the proposal presented and whether we could delay from January 19th to after Singapore meeting. That was one of the issues highlighted several times. We also had some mentioning about the center draft. Center has will soon at least present the draft of their remarks to the proposal on the table, and they will they are not happy about the level of details in this proposal, so they want more details before giving real comments to some of the proposals. So what else? This is just from the top of my head, but do we have other remarks from yesterday's? Yesterday, yes, we had. We had remarks about, let's see now.
Stefan, it's Lisa here.
Yeah.
I think one of the remarks was that the proposal was too complex, and it has grown from, we had the Frankfurt meeting where it was a very lightweight a model of how to do it with four organizations that suddenly got into being four very heavyweight organizations because of the things of how the MRT evolved. And I also sense that the community felt like it should be more focused on the actual customers of IANA, the registries. Uh-huh. The CCs and the Gs. And there is, of course, a thing about delegation, redelegation, and the independent appeals panel, if that's going to should have any binding decisions on delegation, redelegation, and should it be only on the procedure has been followed, or should it be more into the actual substance of the question? But I think what I took from yesterday's meeting was that we've had a good proposal that went into a bad one because of it became too complex and it grew, so it involved more stakeholders than the actual customers of IANA.
Oh.
And I don't know if Alan's on this call too. I don't know if you have anything to add to the meeting yesterday.
yes. Hi, it's Alan McGillivray for the record. No, I think that's a fair summary. I think another comments around the meeting, then maybe some comments on the CWG process a little more broadly. I think there was 26 or 27 participants in the meeting yesterday, and of which probably 20 were what you could, I don't know what the term would be, but, you know, let's call them insiders, people who are knowledgeable, are following things closely, who we know we will hear from. So I think there's a bit of concern that the broader community is not engaging in this process. So that's a source of concern. Another comment I'll make on issues that were not raised at the meeting yesterday. There are a number of much smaller issues in the actual proposal that no one in the CC community has noted or commented upon. Like, for example, there's a proposal in there that that all CC, Dell, and Reed, that all IANA decisions be supported by outside legal advice. And so I raise that to say that people don't seem to be reading the whole document in detail. I did send an email to the list with these details, but I raise it more as a general concern of an issue. And I think part of it, and I say this as part of the CWG process, the document is itself very lengthy, which was a function of the template that the ICG gave us, but the meat of the proposal doesn't start until page 62, so you have to be quite diligent to make it that far, and then to read into some of the details that are in the draft, key draft contract terms that are in, I think, pages like into the 70s. So that's a general comment. Speaking to the CWG process more broadly, and this goes to the meeting yesterday, I was encouraged that at least we have some engagement from the community, so there was a lot of good discussion. Based on what we heard, there will be a number of written submissions on the proposal, and we have agreed that we will meet again in early January. Just on that point, the CWG's process itself is that it is going to have a meeting on the 18th. Tomorrow, another one on the 23rd of December, as well as there's a meeting scheduled for the 30th of December, and there's some debate in the community about the merits of that. In other words, will we have enough people participating to make it worthwhile? Mm-hmm. But the CWG has planned what they're calling a high-intensity weekend for the January 10th and 11th in an attempt to finish the proposal. And so what we discussed yesterday is that the CC community would have another call on the 8th of January, that is to say just before that weekend, in an attempt to come to, I'm not going to use the word consensus, but at least to try and ground a lot of the comments and to try and put forward something that has a measure of consensus. So that's my comment.
Thank you, Alan. And I think it's very important that we actually try and write out to the CCTLD world list how to read the proposal. I think trying to pin out that the actual proposal is on page 66 or where it was, you said it starts, because I agree the first two sections, that's history. The most important is that they read and understand the proposal and comment on that. And I think it would be very nice to have comments from as many as possible in order to have to actually track where the community comes from. Because even though we have these meetings and we have the notes from the meetings within the CCTLD community, it is very good to have the actual comments sent to ICANN, and so we can actually show for the rest of the group where the community is. So I think I see action as a question mark, and I think action should be that the CC members will try and send out a note regarding that we should only, or not only, but focus on RFP 3 in the comments they send in. So if you don't want to read all the history, and if you're not interested in that part, it's important that they focus on RFP 3.
Lisa, Stefan has his hand up.
Oh, yes, sorry, Stefan.
Stefan here. Maybe I refound myself now from this initial. So I noticed yesterday as Alan mentioned as well, I tried to write down my consideration about this today, and I noticed quite few of the in-crowd actually participating in this process, and I'm not sure how to interpret that. One idea would actually be, and that was mentioned yesterday as well, would be to ask CWG, ICG, and the community per se to have an extended deadline to say after Singapore, maybe 20th of February, or a similar date. So that is a way of actually engaging community more, because I think it's worrisome to see that so few in community actually participate in this process, and I'm not sure we'll have time during Christmas holidays to actually make them more participatory in this process. So I'm not sure how to take this idea further, or if it's a support for it in the first place.
I can see Martin, you have your hand up. Martin Boyle.
Thanks, Lisa. Martin Boyle here. Yes, that certainly did come up from one or two people at the discussion yesterday. However, I think we do have to recognize that we have a very, very overall deadline, a very tight overall deadline. And we've got to be mindful of that. The answer, I think, for an extension from ICG will be no, because if we start getting slippage, particularly beyond Singapore, then we lose quite a significant opportunity for starting that process of outreach to everybody. That is based on something that is concrete and constructive. So I think for me, very much more important is, and I certainly welcome the action that has been noted, very much more important to raise awareness with the community. Make sure that as many of the CC community are commenting on this proposal to make it less of a GNSO-led activity and very much more a shared endeavor, and that CC voices are heard more clearly, and that we get into the proposal the safeguards that we consider are necessary for our community. And that we are then in a position when we come into the high-intensity weekend for CCTLDs to speak perhaps more loudly about those issues, because they have got the support and the backing of the wider CCTLD community. Thanks.
Thank you, Martin. Stefan, is that an old hand, or do you want to reply?
Sorry, that's an old hand.
Okay. Any
and
other?
I've fallen out of the room, so my hand is still up. But
it's not. You're not there. So. Okay. Any other questions regarding this update on the CWG? I'd only like to add to this that some of the subgroups are working on refining the proposal. But as I hear, there's a lot of other groups doing alternative proposals, and I think the second proposal might need to be looked at too, the one that ALAC raised, but we'll have to see where that ends. Okay. Any questions, Stefan? Is that still your old hand, or is it my computer?
Yeah, I'm trying. I seem to have lost my connection to Adobe Connect.
Okay.
So I'm trying to regain it. But I have seen no other reactions from this call, so I know this it's a non-issue then. Time frame.
Yes. Okay. Any other questions? Or I'll move on to the update on the CCWG accountability. And I guess, Mathieu, will you do an update on this?
I'll be back in a minute. So
I can do a short one. This is the Latecomer group. We've only just started our work last week. The second meeting was yesterday. Currently, the work is focused on really assembling documentation regarding existing accountability mechanisms and past public comment inputs, and making sure everyone understands the terms of the founding charter of the working group. An initial timeline is being discussed. There is probably going to be a face-to-face meeting mid-January in Frankfurt, and then meetings get to be defined during the Singapore meeting. And what is hoped right now is that the first items, including the key question whether an item is workstream 1, so must be in place or firmly committed before the AENA transition. So this topic to be a little clarified and discussed with the community by Singapore meeting. But obviously the timeline of this group is shifted compared to the others, and that's a source of concern for the overall coherence of the proposals towards the AENA transition. I think that one of the questions that's raised later in the agenda, but I'm putting one step ahead because I might have to leave in 5-10 minutes, is how to ensure we got CCTND engagement and making sure we are clear about our interests as a community within these discussions, which are very much focused on the DENSO kind of discussions so far. ALAC is very vocal as well. My two cents on that aspect are, first, I think at CCTNVs we have a lot to teach ICANN about accountability, and therefore anything we could share as best practice that we have set up at national level as accountability mechanisms would certainly be useful to confirm the commitment of the CCTND community to this process and position ourselves also as best practice sources and not just as stakeholders demanding things from ICANN. But I am very aware that it's extremely difficult at this stage to engage the CCTND community in this additional discussion, as I think the CWG one is it's very legitimate, the core focus that we should have at this stage. That's all I can say for now, and probably open to discussion at this point. I don't know if Rulof, who's also on the group, would like to add something.
Rulof?
Yes, hello. No, not really, Mathieu. I think that was a good summing up. The start has been a bit slow due to the fact that in the first call we had a primary discussion about the charter and participants not having the same status as members. And in the second call, like Mathieu said, we embarked on this discussion about should we try to define what the public interest is. I'm not very much in favor of trying to tackle that one. But for the rest, the structure is there, and I think it's quite a large group. Eh? We have, what is it, Mathieu? 26 members and 124 participants.
Yeah, that's right.
26 and 120, yeah, something like that. A total of 150, and typically we had about, I think both times we had about 60 people on the call, 60 to 65.
Yep.
So
that's it.
But what do you think of the timeline? Is it because what I hear from the CWG is that people are very worried that the accountability group is not going to have anything finished in time for the stewardship transition. Are you how do you think about that?
Depends what you mean by before the end of the stewardship transition. But by mid-January, the only thing this group ever conceive to come up with is initial proposals, initial ideas. But of course, by mid-January, nothing very concrete can be produced in such a short time.
For me, it's more. The stewardship transition is not going to take place in January. That's when our proposal or the CWG is going to be put forward. But then I think it needs to be supported by the accountability group. And I don't know the actual timing of, I can't remember, maybe you, Martin, can recall when it has to be put forward to NTIA. What's the plan on that?
Lisa, maybe I can go first,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
The accountability working group has two work streams. One work stream is about items that have to be dealt with before the stewardship transition, and the other work stream is for after.
Mm-hmm.
And key milestones of work stream one are publish a draft proposal on the 15th of April, a final proposal and submit to chartering organizations for approval, that's on the 30th of May.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in the end, submit the proposal to the ICANN board is planned on the 30th of June. So what the working group did was backward planning. What has to be done before which deadline, and that's the way. If we are going to meet that timeline, that's another question. And mm-hmm. If we continue at the same speed that we have started off, we will not meet that timeline, but I am pretty confident that after some preliminary discussions about things that really are bottom line out of scope of the working group, we will get off to work, and there's a fair chance that we will meet that timeline, I think. But the chair is probably better positioned to...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding
us. Good to hear.
The deadlines that were explained by Rudolf are the backward planning ones. We're sort of populating a work plan now that to make sure that this is consistent with actual, everything has to be put in place to meet those deadlines. But I think I have reasonable hopes that the work stream one outcome could be produced by in the time frame that is currently expected from the overall transition.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for the CCWG accountability group? Nope, I don't see any hands. And then, Bart, since you made this agenda, we have number 5, coordinate outreach efforts to engage CCTLD community.
It's more a standard one.
Yes, okay.
And I think we covered most of it. The question is whether, say, because, say, the regional organizations are here as well, whether there is a need to coordinate a bit further than just the CWG members and or the CCWG members, and whether, the say, there is an opportunity to discuss how, say, the say this small group can engage the larger community. But I think at this stage it's more a matter of saying, having these webinars, etc., and yeah, bombarding the list.
Yes. I must say I agree. Bombarding the list and actually try and make it easier to comprehend the process and the actual proposal. So we have one action item on sending out the note on focus on RFP3. And actually, we had this agreement within the CC members of the CWG to send out a short resume of our meeting yesterday, and that will be done too. We will try and have it out by today or tomorrow for the CCTLD world list too, in order to kind of raise the knowledge of the meeting was there. There's going to be a meeting in early January, and I also think what we found out from the meeting yesterday was that people really didn't understand that much about the principles. So I think we should resend a copy of the principles in this summary we're making of the meeting from yesterday. Anything, any questions for five? Okay, don't see any.
Lisa, may I raise the question? So as we have Carolina and Peter on the call as well, maybe they can share some insights on the outreach they are doing, because then it's easier to consolidate this in say, RFP6 at a later stage.
Yep. Peter, do you want to start?
Yes, happy to. Good afternoon, everyone. I think, without going into any very specific communication that we did, in general, we communicate all relevant changes in or progress in the process to the center GA list. We use a specific subject reference to that, IST. In addition to center members, through the GA list, we also communicate it to San Marino, Monaco, Orland Islands, Macedonia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and Armenia. And that was for almost every of those communications to the center list, we communicated to that other group as well. So we're confident that we at least reached all European CCTLDs. We've also provided a new format to follow the discussions, which is a continuously updated flowchart that's available on the website. And that links through the individual processes. What we also did was we tracked the readership of some of the documents that we send out, and I must say that we've seen a constant decline. When we started off with over 100 readers for a general update on IANA and the stewardship transition, we're now down to around 60 readers for a new version of the flowchart that we send out. And some of the signs that we've seen on the list actually showed that it's not going to get any better. Yesterday, by mistake, there was a communication on the list to which about 300 people should have replied, "I haven't received that," but nobody did. So apparently nobody was actually reading that particular email. And that's quite a concern. We'll keep on doing what we do. We keep on documenting it so that at least it's clear that everybody had the opportunity to educate him or herself and to comment whenever relevant and necessary. But feedback from the community, apart from the
people that have been involved in the CWG, ICG, and a few very brave volunteers that are not necessarily in those committees. The interaction with the members has been quite low. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. Any questions for Peter?
Maybe that's say maybe drilling down a little bit on that one, Peter. Do you have any ideas? Because say in that sense you're closer to your membership. Is it a general decline of interest in the topics themselves, or are there? Is it due to the time of the year? People are overwhelmed and lose interest?
Time of the year definitely does not help, but from the I've reached out to individuals of whom I would have expected much more feedback and comments or questions or and their feedback is basically we've given up. We do not have the time to read all that material. Even if we summarize it to less simplicity, that makes me almost embarrassed because it's cutting out so many of the relevant information in that process. But even if you send them a 3 or 4 page PDF that nicely summarizes what has been going on, they don't feel it's worth reading it because they don't understand any longer who is doing what and how the processes work. I think nothing that we can do can compensate for the fact that people will have to invest in this. It's important. It is highly technical, but it is crucial to their business. If they do not understand that they will need to put in the effort to read not through hundreds of pages like we do, but maybe through a couple of dozen pages, if they don't understand that, then it will be very hard to get them on board in the process. What is, however, a really good sign is that everybody that I talk to says we don't have the time, but we trust those that are representing us to do a good job. They think, everybody is full of praise for the active contributors on the list, like Alan and Martin and people from the CWG and the ICG groups. So there is trust in the fact that things are taken care of for them. But they don't necessarily seem to be willing to put in the effort.
Okay.
Not willing or able, of course.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Peter. Any other questions to Peter? Carolina, I was going to give you the word anyway, but you can have a question too if that's it, Carolina.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can, yeah.
Good, thanks. Because yesterday I had some problems with this platform, so... we've been... it's what Peter is saying doesn't come as a surprise because we've been liaising quite often these days on these issues, and I simply wanted to echo his concerns, so as not to repeat what we've been doing, I shared in this list a couple of days ago a summary of all the sort of email activities and articles and webinars that we've been organizing in LACTFD since actually the announcement of the ISD, the IONOS Scholarship Transition in March, and then the subsequent events and working groups. And the challenge is quite tough in my region as well, because the language barriers are crucial, in this process. My members trust those CCTLD representatives that are in the CWG and the ICG. My board trusts them as well, but it is very difficult to get people who are sort of interested in the process. And you saw yesterday, for example, in the CWG webinar, some participants from the Caribbean, for example, that are LACTLD members, and I was very pleased to see them. But for many of them, it's just an issue of, the level of comprehension they need to get into a detailed discussion is, that barrier is quite insurmountable. And if you add to the fact that they will, they feel shy and they feel, I mean, the language barrier is a crucial barrier to overcome in participation in general. I mean, that's even more worrisome. But in general, I mean, I'm not seeing huge levels of participation here, although I'm seeing much more participation than I would have expected, or interest in, I mean, even if there are three or four, but people who I wouldn't have expected to see them showing up in webinars, in global webinars, they are showing up. And in our webinars, we're having one tomorrow as well, on Friday, to discuss the proposal that the LACTLD board will submit. And we are expecting, I mean, not more than 10 or 11 participants, but at least it's something, and we're trying to bridge this linguistic slash cultural gap there with our activities. But for the rest, I mean, the diagnosis is very similar to what Peter has already developed for the European membership. That's all.
Thank you, Carolina. Any questions? Remarks? I think it's very nice that you do those webinars. I think we should, as a CWG member, we should keep on writing to people, and I think occasionally having those webinars where people can call and ask. And I think our webinar yesterday was a very good example of how much I think we as CWG members got out of having this meeting, because even though it's a lot of people who are also commenting on the list, I think from listening to this conversation, other people might get more a sense of what this is all about. So I think it's good to do it even with very few participants. And as Peter said, you're documenting that Center has reached out, and this is the only thing we can do. We can try and reach out and try and get people involved, and if they don't want to take or accept the information we're trying to give them, well, we can't do any more than that, but we need to keep on doing the outreach even though there is no response or little response. Okay. Any other on this item 5? Then I'd like to move on to item 6, coordination between stewardship process and accountability process. And I can inform you that the chairs of the CWG and the accountability group are having regular meetings, and we're having one on Friday. So we're trying to coordinate the work between the groups. This is more about, I can see CCTLD community engagement and what's the interest of the CCTLD communities. And I don't know if anyone wants to give a go on how to ensure the CCTLD community engagement on, is it on the coordination board or is it in the accountability process?
It's more in both. That came up last time at the ESTAC meeting, so you can skip it. As I said, this is more a standard kind of agenda, and the more the accountability working group is moving on, then this becomes a more important issue.
And as I hear, I don't know if this is understood correctly, but Rolf, you might correct me if I'm wrong, but you're at a stage right now in the accountability group, so it's too early to evaluate on any interest, not interest from the CCTLD community on this. What do you think, Rolf?
I think that's a bit early, yeah.
Okay. Good. Anything else? We didn't have any other business, but I don't know if anyone has anything else. Nope, doesn't look like it. Okay, then I think we should conclude and say thank you for participating. And I don't know, when is the next meeting, Bart? Is it every second week?
Yeah, every 2 weeks. But say this will be, in 2 weeks it will be New Year's Eve, so probably we do it in 3 weeks.
Okay. Well,
well, unless you want to have a meeting on the 31st, but
no.
I doubt it.
I don't think anyone
no,
anyone wants that, but yeah, 3 weeks, that sounds
Yeah, 3 weeks would be nice. Or maybe at least before the 8th of January, that might be useful, but that we have this full group in preparation of the 8th of January webinar, so everybody is abreast of what's going on, and by then the CWG itself has a full understanding of all the comments from the CEC community. That's maybe something to share with this group as well.
Yes. Good idea. So that's going to be the first week or almost
the first week. We'll figure out the date and maybe send out a doodle.
Yes.
And then moving forward then every 2 weeks for the duration of the processes.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, and I see support for Martin Boyle on the list, so perfect. Okay, if this is it, day, morning, evening, wherever you are. And so have
okay.
a nice holiday if I don't talk to you. I talk to most of you anyway, so. But, bye.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thanks,
bye, everyone.